following today's show, why don't you download our classic podcast? You know, the classic podcast that is there on our linked page for the daily podcast. Go to the classic podcast because there you will find the further adventures of what happened to Kenny Slagg, who went missing last week, and the daily adventures therein. Finding Kenny Slagg. What's up with this guy? Why is he missing? And of course, Colin Porkeby, who is a listener of ours and also was a subscriber to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, he's been on the tail of Kenny Slagg as well. Check it out. Download our classic podcast today at philhenryshow.com. And now, get ready. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Phil. Hi, thank you. Welcome to today's show. And today we have Dr. Ron Tarner.
Oh, we haven't heard from Ron in a while.
We have not heard from Dr. Ron Tarner in a while. And, yes, General? I thought this new announcer, what happened to Wade Nuxley?
Yeah, Ward Nuxley.
All right, where's Ward Nuxley? Ward's taking the day off. Who's this new guy? He's just a...
That's someone from the network. I think it's just a sort of a...
Yeah, he's kind of a just a voice, you know.
Was that a recording?
No, he's in a booth over there, see?
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. What's your question, General?
My question is the following. I thought he was going to mention us.
That's true. You're supposed to mention them.
No one told me, so...
And Bud?
What? What do you mean, Bud?
I don't know. Maybe it was my job.
I think it was your job, Phil.
Okay, you got to mention them in the promo or in the intro, so why don't we try this again, if you don't mind, if it's all right with you?
I don't give a...
Okay. Bud, you want to count it down?
Yeah, okay. One, two, and the one, two, three...
And now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray.
Wait.
Stop. You got to bill her first.
I got to do what?
But Margaret Gray gets top billing on this thing.
I don't...
It means you mentioned her after Mr. Henry.
Oh.
Jesus. Try it again. And now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, with...
Margaret.
Well, with Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, Bud Dittman, and here's Mr. Henry, who had top billing.
We got it, man. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't know what I'm...
Who hired... Thank you, sir.
Because Ward Nuxley's not coming in today.
Ward Nuxley ain't coming in. It's Ward Nuxley?
I heard it was Wade.
All right. As far as I'm concerned, this cat better settle on a name because I don't want to keep calling him Ward or Wade or anybody else.
We'll get to it, Phil. So, right.
So, in the news, something very interesting. Margaret, you saw the...
Well, this is something actually that was sent to me by young Jackie in Florida. She had seen this story. Apparently, radio waves are emanating from someplace...
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Sorry.
I've got it. Mysterious radio waves coming from an unknown object in the galaxy's center. That would be the center of the Milky Way.
What do you say like that?
Because that's how you're supposed to say. You don't say, a lot of people do the very crude Milky Way. It's the Milky Way.
Oh, Margaret, do we gotta do...
Phil, either you want it done right or you don't.
I've never heard it pronounced Milky Way.
That's how it's pronounced. Bud?
Ms. Gray is probably right. I mean, I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Oh, my ass. I've never heard it pronounced.
How dare you?
All right, sorry.
Gotta watch the language, Phil, in front of the lady.
Oh, is that what I gotta do? You guys, every other day, you guys with the... Go ahead.
May I?
Yeah.
Jesus. What's wrong with you today?
Nothing's wrong with me. I guess maybe I'm tired or something.
Oh, here we go with the tired thing. Why don't you get a nap before you do the show?
I did.
All right, here it is. Astronomers have detected mysterious radio waves from the center of the galaxy, which would be the Milky Way. Okay, you, anybody got a problem with that?
No, I don't.
No.
The wave's origin is unknown, so they hint at the existence of a new type of celestial object. Yeah, sure. Because I have on the line with us here from Mountain Meadow Observatory, Dr. Ron Tarner, who may have a different opinion. I want to get finished with the rest of the article, Dr. Tarner, but a very pleasant good day to you.
Thank you very much, Margaret, and Phil, how are you and everyone?
Good to talk to you, Ron. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? but kind of missing listening to you talking about things there in Colorado.
Doing great, Bud.
Yeah, right here, Mr. Turner. So
it's Dr. Turner, if you don't mind. I worked very, very hard for that, appellation, if you will.
Appalachia?
Not Appalachia. Appellation. It's what we address a person has.
Not Appalachia, Bud. Not the mountain range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what I'm excited about...
Well, let me just get a little bit more into the article. Are you at the observatory now?
Yes, I'm actually down here in the generating room, and I was having an egg and sausage croissant that I got over here at the Jack in the Box, Mr. Ed. I hope I'm not violating any problem with sponsorship or anything.
No. You're having some breakfast, huh?
No, actually, I'm having lunch right now, but I got an egg McMuffin. I got the egg croissant with the sausage. You ever had that? It's
Yeah, I guess I have, but we're talking, you know...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, but I'm in the generator room. I'm trying to keep away from... I'm doing some reading and some thinking because it was an exciting story to hear about this.
Well, let me get to the gist of this. The article says that the signal doesn't look like the kind that comes from stars, planets, or even dead stars. So they're hinting at the existence of a new type of celestial object. Have you seen this article?
Yes, I have. In fact, I have it in front of me. I was just reading this, getting familiarized with it a little bit before you called. Mysterious Radio, how do you do? This is one of the guys who works in the generator room, Phil. How are you? You're Pete?
Uh-huh.
Mysterious radio waves are emanating from the heart of our galaxy, and astronomers don't know what's making them. All celestial objects emit radio waves, planets, stars, dead stars, and even asteroids. But researchers at the University of Sydney recently detected radio signals that do not match any known type. Now, there's going to be a rush to judgment on this, Phil, and a lot of people are going to want to explain it as this sort of thing, you know, radio waves being emitted from a celestial body and so forth. No one has yet said that this, again, could be something coming from intelligent life.
Yeah, see, that was the part that I was hoping for.
Well, when you say intelligent life, what are you talking about? Life on other planets?
Well, yes, we're talking about intelligent life that could be on another planet. It says here, even stranger, the strength of this signal has waxed and waned dramatically over just a few months. Most objects in the galaxy, by contrast, don't change much year to year, and therefore, neither do the radio waves. According to Zaitang Wang, and I happen to know this guy, and he thinks he's some kind of a, you know.
What is the guy's name?
Zaitang Wang. He's the lead author of a new study, and he's a PhD student in physics at the University of Sydney. I've read some of his papers. He thinks, if you'd pardon my language, Margaret, he thinks his you-know-what doesn't stink. And I'm here to tell you, you know, I'm Dr. Rod Tarter. I've got a couple of...
Well, this is professional jealousy, Dr. Tarter. I'm sure you got better things to do than that.
No, I would not call it professional. Let me explain what I think is going on here.
Right, but before you do, we're going to dismiss out of hand, according to you, we're dismissing out of hand the notion that these radio waves come from an asteroid, a planet.
I am saying, given the information that we have, that these celestial objects, usually celestial objects emit radio waves that are fairly constant. They don't wax and wane, they don't come and go, and they're constant over a number of years. This series of radio waves has been coming and going for a period of months, waxing, waning. It's almost as if, and I forgive me, I don't mean to be comic, but it's almost as if it's going, hey, yeah, you know? If I'm over here, Phil, then I'm here. And,
all right, well, what does it mean? What does that mean, Dr. Tarter? In other words, that's being intentionally done?
It sounds to me as if it is an intelligent origin having a difficult time controlling the emanation of these radio waves as the result of something on a planet or some kind of intelligent, some sort of emanating station that's intelligent. And so what we have, and this is terribly exciting, Phil, terribly, terribly exciting, what we have is the possibility of an intelligent source. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
I got to move this box over here.
Well, you're making a lot of noise. I'm on the Phil Henry show right now.
I don't know that.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
It's okay, Ron. We can hear you.
All right. I'm on the radio right now.
You mean on podcast?
That's right. Just move that somewhere, so. So, Phil, what we have is is intelligently. Are you going to sit there and eat your sandwich? You're moving that.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you can move somewhere else. Yeah, Dr. Tonner, is there somewhere, someplace else you can talk?
No, I'm all right. This guy's. He sat down. He thought he was going to sit down and eat his meatloaf sandwich. I got a croissant. None of your business what I mean. All right, I'm going to get up and move over to another place.
Where are you? In a boiler room?
No, it's a generating station down here. They just below the series of buildings I work in. I'm moving over here, okay?
All right. I'll stay here.
Yeah, you do that. So what we have, Phil, I think it's very terribly exciting, is the possibility that this is intelligent life based on these erratic emanation of the radio waves.
Now, Dr. Tonner, we have heard over the years, I'm not dismissing what you're saying out of hand, as we've been saying, but we've heard over the years many scientists and so forth getting excited when they say they've heard an intelligent signal from space. We have the SETI program, any number of different programs. Why should we believe you when you say you think this could be intelligently emanated?
Why should you believe me? Because I have sat in the throne room. I've sat in the armchair at the center of scientific power in this country, at the University of Colorado, and other distinguished universities such as that. As an astrophysicist and as an astronomer, I have listened to these puffed up, overblown bags of gas dismissing my theories out of hand, but giving guys like Stephen Hawking, because he was a celebrity and ate out of a straw.
All right, we don't want to, Dr. Hawking has been gone low these many years.
All right, I'm sorry, you're right. But I am dismissed out of hand repeatedly by these so-called wise men when I tell them these are signals that could be emanating from intelligence. And they'll say the same thing you did, General. They'll say, how do you know? We've had other people say. I said, because I'm saying it. Because I'm Dr. Ron Tarner, and I'm saying it. Because you guys don't have any better explanation. This is not coming from a quasar. It's not coming from a celestial source of any kind that is not intelligent. I'm telling you it's coming from an intelligent source of life! Sorry.
All right, Dr. Tarner, we'll have to conclude this conversation.
I apologize, Phil. I'm sorry.
What is going on with you? Dr. Tarner, you're among friends here. What's happening?
I want this to be true.
You want what to be true?
I want that there's intelligent life out there. That there is a source of intelligent life out there beyond what this is.
Okay, you want it to be true.
And I'm afraid I'm letting it, I'm allowing it to affect me.
Okay. Why don't we take a break? I hate to say this.
I know what you're going to say. You want me to talk to someone. You want to put a doctor on the phone with me, don't you? Because why? Because you think I'm out of my mind. You think I'm out of my mind, don't you? Don't you?
No, I do not think you're out of your mind. I think what you're saying is something that's a lot of people have dealt with. You are under a lot of pressure.
I'm under a lot of pressure, so I imagine there's little green men who are talking to me with radio waves.
No, I do not. I think what I wanted to suggest is getting Dr. Jim Sadler.
Oh, not that.
Dr. Sadler probably has more, probably will be sympathetic to you and can talk this through with you.
Jesus.
So hold on for a minute, Dr. Ron Tarner.
Thank you, Phil. He's gonna put me on with some. He's gonna put me on with some queer.
Hey, you're still on the air, man, and I just heard that crack.
I apologize, Phil.
Dr. Tarner, we want nothing to do with a crass, crude homophobe like you.
I'm sorry. I'm. I'm. You don't understand what it's been like for me. You know, I've had one paper after the next being dismissed for publication. I was almost published last year when I was coming forward with this theory about these emanating, the radio waves emanating through quasars. And I was almost published again earlier this year when I was digging deeper into the theory that intelligent life might be the source for some of these, irregular occurring radio waves. And now
you're turning into some crude bum off the street, sounding like a homophobe.
I didn't mean to do it, and I apologize for that.
Well, being under pressure doesn't forgive that kind of notion. All right, look it. He said what he said. I've been in the military. I've been around some slobs in my life. If you'll accept the fact, Dr. Turner, that you're acting like a slob, we'll listen to what you got to say. Well?
Okay. I was a slob. I'm not a homophobe, okay? I'm not a homophobe.
A homophobe?
A homophobe. A homophobe, Dickman.
You get it?
Yeah, I mean, God, what are you saying?
Because your name, Dickman.
What about it? You think I'm gay because my name has a dick in it?
Never mind. Why don't you guys all just back off while we take this commercial break, and maybe we'll be back with Dr. Ron Turner and Dr. Jim Sadler. Maybe.
Oh, well, what is that about? You said that you'd put the...
We'll get him on, don't worry. Just put him on hold. Put that noisy-ass freaking room on hold. Tell him to get into another room before I talk to him again.
Yeah, Dick Turner? Is this Dick Turner? I'm just kidding. Dr. Turner? I'm kidding. I didn't mean to call you Dick. My nice name's Dickman, too. I know, your name's Ron.
Will you tell him what I told you?
Oh, sorry. Mr. Henry wants you to get into a quieter room. Yeah. What's her name?
Give me the phone. Dr. Turner, get into a quieter... Are you there?
He hung up.
Why?
He's getting into a quieter room.
We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Ward Duxley here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, where you can get a subscription for a month or for a year. Get a subscription. You get 45,000 hours of the Phil Hendry Show in the archives, also his radio shows and digital shows, video casts, and much, much more. Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and listen to our classic podcast today as we have another installment in the further adventures of what happened to Kenny Slagg. Is he still missing? Where is he? How is he? What's he doing? That's the whole thing about it. It's really interesting.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription today at philhendryshow.com.
You'll be glad you did.
And now, back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, and Dr. Ron Turner.
Thank you very, very much, and welcome back to the program here. Dr. Ron Turner is on the line with us here from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. Dr. Turner is also on faculty there at the University of Colorado and is joining us tonight because radio waves have been detected from the middle of the... Dr. Turner, how do you pronounce Milky Way?
How do I pronounce what?
How do you pronounce the Milky Way? It is pronounced Milky Way, isn't it, Dr. Turner?
I have to be honest with you, Ms. Gray. I've never heard it pronounced.
It's pronounced, it's not Milky Way, as a lot of you guys, it's Milky Way. Milky Way.
Milky Way?
No, you know what? Well, Margaret, I mean, 99% of the human race, I don't care about 99% of the human race. I'm telling you right now, all of you, it's pronounced Milky,
it's pronounced Milky Way.
No, it's pronounced Milky Way.
Milky Way?
Milky Way. You are on purpose not understanding me.
Ms. Gray, I totally get you. I've never heard it pronounced that way. If you say that it's pronounced that way, then good for you.
Well, all right, and good for me, because it is. All right, Margaret, you win. I'm not looking to win. I want you guys to get your heads screwed on straight and do things right around here.
All right, we have Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego.
Now, this is the doctor you want me to talk to, is that it?
You know Dr. Sadler.
I do know Dr. Sadler. And, I don't, as much as I respect Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yeah, Phil. I'm in my car right now, if you can hear.
We can hear you. It's kind of noisy where Dr. Turner is. Dr. Turner, tell Dr. Sadler, please, what you said about wanting those intelligent waves to be real.
Dr. Sadler, this is Rod Tarter. You might have read that there's intelligent radio waves that are emanating from a source in the middle of, Ms. Gray pronounces it Milky Way, from the Milky Way.
I've heard it pronounced Milky Way.
Okay, emanating in the middle of the Milky Way. And
Let me, if I could.
Yeah, because I'm having a hard time articulating this.
Dr. Turner said something that reminded me of you, Dr. Sadler. He said he wants so much for these intelligent, for these beams, these waves, these radio waves. He wants so much for them to be emanating from an intelligent source. Is that right, Dr. Turner?
It is, yes. I'm so hungry for...
You know, I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through.
You do?
Yes, I do. Because as I said to Mr. Hendry, and I said to his audience, you know, I want so much, just for me, speaking for me, Dr. Jim Sadler, I want so much. There's so much that I want.
Yeah, right there. Right there.
There's so much that I want. And I've got, you know, forgive me, Phil, and everyone there, but I have these clowns.
Exactly.
What does that mean, you have these clowns?
It's nothing particularly against you, General Shaw.
It's just that these, when we've got clowns, clowns to the left of me, clowns to the right, right?
Yeah, clowns to the left. Here I am, stuck in the middle. Remember the song?
I do remember it.
It's a song, Mr. Andrew, you remember. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, and so...
But let's just take it back. Let's take it back to what you said originally. You want it to be true. You want those radio waves that are emanating from the middle of the Milky Way to be real, to be intelligent.
I do. I do. I can't explain it, but I just...
Well, what is it, man? Is it that you're sick of life here? You're sick of life on Earth? You're sick of the people that are here?
That's part of it, yes, Phil. Part of it is being sick to my stomach, morning, noon, and night, sick to my guts of the so-called human race, the stupidity of people.
When you were talking about the Milky Way or the Milky Way a moment ago, you got really, really angry. Express that to Dr. Sadler.
Well, I basically said, Dr. Sadler, to Mr. Hendry and his listeners, I said, you know, this is emanating from intelligent life, and I, you know...
Well, he sort of screamed it out. Yes, he did. He screamed, and that's when we decided to call you.
I know how you feel. Believe me, I know how you feel. I dragged myself out of bed every day. I drive myself to my office where I see... I have a general practice. I'm a primary care provider for some, you know, 30 different families. And I also do my rounds at the hospital, and I come back to my house, and I look around me, and what do I see? I'll tell you what I see. A big, empty road stretching out in front of me full of nothing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You know, just full of nothing.
All right, besides this being the Lonely Hearts Club, what are we proving?
What?
Wait a minute.
You know what, General Shaw? Why don't you just sit, listen, and learn?
Oh, okay.
You know, Dr. General Shaw...
I'm not a doctor, I'm a general.
We know you're not a doctor. That much we do know. Yeah.
You know, this is like a meeting of the Cracker Academy, a meeting of the Walnut Society of America.
The Walnut Society.
Oh, shut up.
You can call us walnuts. You can say we're crackers. You can say we're nuts. But one thing you can't say is that we are shooting too low with our aspirations and expectations. Dr. Turner here wants desperately for there to be intelligent life in another portion of the universe. And why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because...
You don't have to yell it out. I can hear you.
I'm sorry. But the reason is because he's sick and tired of these... I'm going to say it. Of these assholes!
Yeah, right there. You said it.
Either you guys calm the hell down or I'm ending this show right now.
Yo, Phil, you don't get it. There's so much that I want. There's so much.
Phil, and just as I echo...
I know there's so much that he wants. We get that, Dr. Sadler. Or is it Dr. Turner?
My name's Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, we understand. But you can't scream these things out. It frightens the audience, and it frightens us.
All right, I'm sorry.
Let me say this. I identify 150% to what Dr. Sadler is saying, because I want intelligent life to exist somewhere else in the universe, because what we got here, man,
It ain't getting it done, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right, right there, what the man said. The intelligent life, so-called intelligent life, what we have here on planet Earth, ain't getting it done. So there's what's wrong with me, Phil, wanting desperately, and yes, it is desperate, it's a quiet and frightened prayer, that there be some intelligent life in the universe somewhere other than on this round, rotating, spinning toilet that we call Earth. So, Mr. Andreas, as I had said to you before...
Wait a minute. Like I said, is this a meeting of the lonely hearts, or does somebody get to say something?
What do you want to say? Go ahead.
What I want to say is, both of you guys are desperate. In your case, Dr. Sadler, you want so much. That sounds like some kind of a life crisis we can't help you with. Now, Dr. Tarner says he wants there to be intelligent life in outer space, desperately needs there to be... Isn't that what you're saying, Dr. Tarner?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying here for the last half hour.
To me, that sounds like you've got the psychological problem. Dr. Sadler wants so much. That's an aspirational thing. You want there to be intelligent life. Friend, it ain't out there.
Well, I'm with that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about that's way out there?
Look at this. I got Dickman on my side. Holy Jesus, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
I got Dickman.
Hey, look, I didn't say I'm on your side. I'm saying that I think it's justified for a man to want to know about creatures from another planet. That's all.
In Bud's own way, he's echoing, what's wrong with me wanting to believe... To believe, Mr. Henry, that there's something out there in the universe that's talking to me, okay, that cares about what I have to say. And if I go home to a girlfriend, pants, you don't care about me, I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And so what you have here, Mr. Henry, the two men who have deep, fervent desires, passionate desires. Okay, let's go there with it. Very passionate. When I look at things, I want so much.
All right, we've heard this now ad nauseum, Dr. Sadler, over the course of a couple of shows. You want so much.
Billy, have you heard this? That when I walk down the street, I want everything so much. I want to go up to a lamppost and I want to rub my balls.
All right, thank you very much. Hang up on him.
I can't do it unless Mr. Henry...
Hang up on him.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Just let me ask one question. Are you kidding?
You going to hang up on me?
What are they going to do? Are they going to hang up on you?
Yeah, she said...
It's Phil Henry.
I can't help it, Ms. Gray. I'm not trying to be offensive, but there's so much I want to just come up to stuff and put it in.
You want to come up to stuff and put it in. Is that what you really said?
I know the feeling. Ever since I heard about the radio waves coming from outer space, I wanted to just say, God, let there be something intelligent in space. And I want to walk around and say to people, even if it means that I force it into their mouths.
Okay. I think you guys are kidding. Now I know you're kidding.
Okay, if we're kidding, you come to my house, take a look at how I live.
Yeah, me too.
Take a look at how I live. You've never seen a man live the way I live. I live in filth.
Thanks very much, guys. Nice talking to you.
What
are you looking at me for?
I told you that when we vet these callers, when we vet these guests, when we vet these people that come on the show, they need to be thoroughly vetted as to their reasons for coming on the show. Get some background. I got two clowns. It sounded to me like they're kidding. What do you think, General?
I think it sounds like when he said he wanted to put it in their mouths.
Well, I think Dr. Tarner came off sounding crazy. We've heard this garbage from Dr. Sadler, so we know it's at least partially true.
Well, what's the chances of Dr. Tarner making fun of Dr. Sadler coming on and talking this way?
Well, I wouldn't do that because Sadler's the kind of guy that's going to look him up and confront him face to face.
Get him back on the phone.
Get who?
Who are we talking to, Tarner?
Dr. Tarner, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Tarner. Yeah, Phil Henry Show. We accidentally hung up on... Yeah.
You accidentally hung up on me, huh?
Accidentally, yeah. Let me just ask you a question. When you're out there wanting so much for intelligent life to exist on the planet, wherever it is, do you know where it is?
It's emanating from the middle of what you guys call the Big Away. I call it the Milky Way. It's emanating from the middle of the Milky Way.
All right, you want it so bad that you want to walk up to people and, quote, put it in their mouths.
Okay, I was kidding around.
Well, are you kidding around about the intelligent life in outer space?
No, I'm not.
I want that to be true. But I was, yes, I was being extreme just to see the reaction. You hung up on me.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think my reaction is going to be now?
I hope you let me stay on the...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. Stay tuned and download the classic podcast from today for the further adventures of What Happened to Kenny Slagg. I'm Margaret Gray.
So you think they're kidding?
Yeah, I think they're kidding.
Want me to book them for tomorrow?
No.
Why do my fingers smell like fish?
Because you had salmon for dinner.
Oh.